Good morning. My guest this morning is Jared Sacrin, executive director of the 6th Street Playhouse. And we're going to be talking about a show that's on there, The Complete Works of William Shakespeare. The way the title is, there's some of the vowels are taken out and it's sort of scrunched together. I assume that that's what happens to the plays.
Yeah, and you left a word out of the title.
Oh.
It's called The Complete Works of William Shakespeare Abridged. And so there you go. That's why you see the letters taken out. And it's 97 minutes long. We try to hit that pretty much on target every night. And it's all of Shakespeare's plays and more, because we kind of do the sonnets as well.
Oh, my gosh. So all the sonnets, or some of the sonnets.
Well, I won't give away the surprise on that, but it's a very condensed, short version of all the sonnets.
Give me an idea of some of the hijinks on stage. Obviously, we're expecting to see Macbeth and Hamlet and, you know, all of this
stuff. All the big titles. Yeah. Romeo and Juliet. You know, I don't want to give away too many of the surprises, because there are some wonderful surprises in how they do some of these plays, because you know, the whole point of it is there's three guys. You know, we talk about all the plays condensed, but it's three guys doing it.
Uh-huh.
And
it's always guys whenever this is done, or can women play the parts?
No, women can, okay. And it's been done that way.
Okay.
They have to find interesting ways of doing these plays. And so every one of the major ones have a kind of a take that they do that makes it visually and physically interesting.
All right. Now, this you started out, you opened already. Obviously, tell me how the crowds are reacting to the
show.
They're
loving it. Loving it. I mean, there is some audience participation in it, or audience interaction. And again, I don't want to give it too much away, but it's the first row of the theater is like being in the splash zone at SeaWorld. So you're going to be in the show, I guess, to some degree. The reactions from the audience are what make this event very, very unique and special.
Okay, now I'm imagining, as you're saying this, so there's some of the plays that take place at sea and so forth. Maybe you get splashed. There's a lot of blood, maybe. So these are things.
Well, no one gets splashed with blood.
Oh, good.
No one gets splashed with blood.
All right, let's make sure we...
The audience doesn't really get splashed. The actors splash themselves with water from time to time, because just for various things, I don't want to give away some of the bits, you know, because a lot of it's the surprise involved.
Okay.
Just imagine, though, you know.
They're the emotional range. Let's talk about that. Now, Shakespeare wrote his comedies, his history plays, his tragedies.
As they say in this play, his tragedies are funnier sometimes than the comedies.
Well, I'm sure you make them that way. Uh-huh.
These guys, by the way, I have to say, are just the most wonderfully talented three actors.
All right, so tell me the names of these three actors that you're obviously so excited about.
Nick Mandrakia, Zach Schumann, and Eric Weiss, and they're fabulous.
Are they local, or have they come in from elsewhere to do this show?
Eric has been in many shows at the Playhouse, and he's back doing this. And Zach Schumann has done plays, but not for a while. And Nick is brand new to us. He came to us recommended through Marin Shakespeare. So he's got a Shakespeare background, but he's also a very funny man.
Great. Now, there's no problem getting tickets. There's tickets available for the forthcoming performances?
Yeah, there are tickets available, and you can get them online at www.6thstreetplayhouse.com or by calling the box office at 707-523-4185, I think extension 1.
All right. Well, that's a great opportunity we have. What else? You brought in one other thing to tell us about.
I want to mention, again, we're doing and it's a benefit for our School of Drama, the sing-along, Sound of Music, June 2nd and 3rd, both days on a 2 p.m. matinee. Great fun for the family, for people who remember that movie with Julie Andrews, and you get to sing. It's like the bouncing ball. But it's a great way to introduce people to that movie and The Sound of Music, and it just introduce people to the theater, too.
All right, so it's a sing-along Sound of Music, and
sing-along.
Again, the dates of that are?
June 2nd and 3rd. 2 p.m. both days.
And again, you can go to the website to find out more.
www.6thstreetplayhouse.com.
I'm Steve Mencher in for Roland Giacopetti on KRCB's Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.